Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. A RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Texas Historical Commission has designated the Astrodome as a state antiquities landmark, which means that no real changes can be made to it now. It's like someone now having a big stacks of CD cases in their house. You don't need them. Probably don't even need CDs anymore.
This is taking your grandmother and stuffing her and putting her in your living room and then not doing anything to her for 20 years, and that's what you've got.
A new lawsuit has come up, and her allegations are that 31 Baylor football players committed 52 acts of rape, including 5 gang rapes, between 2011 and 2014.
This is a cultural problem.
At least 2 of those gang rapes are reportedly committed by 10 or more players at a time.
Jeez.
I mean, you're talking about, like, the offense just all at once.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed any of that, all on podcastarena.com. And I have to tell you, the segment with RJ, as always, is great, but today's was gold. So if you're interested in sports betting at all, just go hit him up on Podcast Arena. A couple things I need to tell you about. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. Guys, you're running out of time. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. It's going to be big-time athletes, celebrities. A lot of the names are on the website, bigtexasparty.com. Go check it out. How about this? All you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue and smooth bourbon, and all for as little as $125. That's what the GA ticket package starts at. So you're going to get all that. You're going to get to see all these famous people. You're going to hang out with A.J. Hoffman probably. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. And also want to remind you, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, the first annual Saloon Door Winter Shindig Chili Cook-Off is from 12 to 5. Live music from 12:30 to 3:30 featuring Rodney Hughes and Caitlin Hood. 10 cook-off teams, games and fun for the whole family, raffle prizes. They're at 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster, less than a mile behind Cinemark. And that guy I was talking to while we were on break, one of the greatest horse racing handicappers who ever lived.
Oh, really?
Scott Scully. He's
better than you?
That's a guy I learned a lot from. Almost 80% of my strategies came from that guy.
But you didn't answer. Better than you? Has the student surpassed the master?
See, I don't want to sound cocky. I've gotten pretty good.
Okay.
But I still think if he and I sit down at a table together for 5 hours, we're walking out with a lot of money.
Yeah.
Between the two of us. Because he sees things in a different way, and he's really taught me to look at handicapping in a different way. And a lot of the stuff in Acing Racing were strategies that I learned from him. So, Zook says, talking about that good golly Miss Molly, says, awesome advice for at HEB on Highway 6 in Missouri City has cases of it out on the floor, no limit. Yeah, grab you a case. You will love it. If you like bourbon-aged stouts, this one's perfect. At least it's perfect for me because it's Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, not bourbon.
Tennessee. And
it's basically Jack Daniels.
It's Jack Daniels, yes. And it's the three-legged lab, which I like without bourbon aging or without barrel aging. So, all right. Well, I guess, Jong, I want to apologize for going over, but I don't really mean it because I just love talking to RJ. I wish we could do 2 segments with him. We kind of did. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'm going to say this is probably the worst idea ever. But Heartthrob, the official wrestler, another original Blitzer, sent me this today.
He moved away, though. He doesn't count anymore.
Well, he's in Oklahoma, but...
Muhammad moved away, too.
Did he?
Moved to Austin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he always liked Austin.
He's out.
Well, but he still sends me stuff sometimes. So, basically, we're all going to be drinking, right? During Super Bowl week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Super Bowl Sunday, someone has come up with a bag of chips that is outfitted with mini sensors. It is able to detect alcohol in the breath of the holder. So basically, if you get this bag of chips and it's green, you can drive. If it's red, you call an Uber. If the bag turns red, a code for a $10 Uber discount displays as well. But it's only valid on Super Bowl Sunday. Tostitos has come up with this.
All right.
I'm going to say I don't really need the color because I know if I'm drinking Tostitos or eating Tostitos, I'm
too drunk
to drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, there you go.
But, hey, they're trying to help out the people.
Yeah, although are you really going to trust a bag of chips?
No.
As to whether or not you're too drunk. First of all, most of us know when we're too drunk to drive.
Yeah.
We don't always listen. I'm not going to look at the chip bag and say, oh, it's red. I better not go anywhere. I mean, if we're dumb enough to get behind the wheel, we're going to do it whether a bag of chips tells us or not. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Tostitos with salsa.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. But the other stuff, if I'm eating that, I've already told myself, dude, you're too drunk to go anywhere. You're going to sit here and eat, which is not a good thing. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
646, just heard the news, and you may have already hit this one hard, but I just learned the Astrodome is now a state antiquities landmark. Yeah, whole first hour, pretty much, we were on that. So, some police station Twitter said, if you have to breathe into a chip bag to see, for the love of God, don't drive.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of...
Or if you find yourself breathing into a chip bag,
yeah,
like in hopes that you're not too drunk to drive,
yeah,
you are.
The answer's already there. You really don't need this science. I may find one, though, just to see. Just see if it works. Because I'm not going to be driving anyway. I'm taking Get Me for all the
right
stuff or walking. But, all right, what do you want to get to now, Hoffman? Do you finish with LeBron or you want to get
on?
No,
I've had enough LeBron.
Okay.
What other topics have we failed to get to today that are pressing?
Scarlett Johansson's a free agent again.
I didn't even hear that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah. She and Frenchie split after 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. No offense to any French listeners that we have, because you guys are cool. But Scarlett Johansson could do better than a Frenchie.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
I mean, he does have kind of a cool name, Romain Dariac.
No, that's not a cool name.
No, that's a cool name.
I don't like
but
that
it sounds
name
like a lettuce, right?
Romain is, it actually is a lettuce.
So... Yeah, they've got she's a free agent again.
Well, are you going to make a play? What are we doing?
Are you kidding me?
No, probably not.
Well, I always say shoot for things way
shoot
over your
for
head.
The stars, my
because
man.
You never know. And yeah, I know, but hey, what the hell, right? All she can do is say no. You're a disgusting old troll, and you know, I'll go back to Frenchie before I go to you.
The only other real sportsy topic that I had today. Was did you see that the NFL is looking into whether the Steelers fudged on their injury report with Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, this is.
I don't understand.
This is on the heels of the whole Seahawks thing with Richard Sherman.
Yeah, listen, every team does this, and I don't. I mean, I don't know what you. What did they? Did they have him as questionable, or what did they? What did they call him on? Game day. I don't remember him even being on the list at all, but he missed some Wednesday practices, which it's not abnormal because by this point in the season, everybody's managing some sort of nicks or, you know, bruises or whatever. And Le'Veon Bell doesn't need the practice. Let's face it.
Yeah.
So they sit him out. Then he gets hurt and basically the NFL is saying, well, it doesn't look like you guys didn't report him as being hurt. And the NFL is now considering taking away a second-round pick from the Seahawks for this thing, which is ridiculous in my opinion.
The Patriots have done this for years, by the way.
Well, you know what the Patriots started doing? They started listing almost everybody as questionable every week.
Yeah.
Which defeats the whole purpose of it, or probable. Like, just it's almost obnoxious. Like, every week Brady is questionable. Every
right.
week. Or
right.
probable.
Right.
You know, like, he's got some kind of injury that they're being secretive about. It's not the case. They're just being a-holes about it to the NFL. They're just
right.
giving a finger to Roger. But
which I don't blame them for.
Listen, I don't everybody's hurt at this time of the year. Not everybody's injured to where they need to be on the injury report. And I don't think Le'Veon Bell was. I think they really thought he could play.
Oh, he went out there and started.
Yeah. I mean, so if they really thought that he wasn't going to be able to play, I'm sure they would have listed him as questionable. But I think there was never a doubt that he was going to play.
And he did, and he went out there, and he obviously aggravated something. But he's been dealing with issues for the last few weeks. I don't get it. Hey, if a guy's willing to go out there and play,
and it's not torn, so there's no like surgery scheduled. So I mean, it's if he was out there with a torn groin and just trying to power through, okay, that's a bad look. You probably want to list that guy on the injury report. But I mean, this is a sore groin. Sometimes a player's not even going to tell a coach about that. Because why would you? Because it's not like you're planning on missing the game.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of times players, if they're going to play no matter what, I'm sure they don't tell their coaches.
Yeah.
Just say, I don't feel real well. Let me sit out today. And it's been a long season. And I'm sure coaches are like, that's cool. Oh, well. Ike with a good suggestion. I should Facebook Live breathing in the Tostitos bag. I'd like to see how good it works. Well, if they want to sponsor me breathing into the Tostitos bag, sorry, it's got to be about, a little money in there. Here's a good one, too. Is there any liability to Tostitos if the bag was defective and showed someone was good to drive and they blow over the limit?
I don't know. If they market it as that, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
They probably didn't think about that.
Well, I there's probably ways to get them on that, too. But I'll think about that on the break. Well, I can tell you what I'll be drinking next week, and a lot of it, Whitmire's. And if you have not been out there to check out their great facility, you're missing out. Matter of fact, you know what I'm celebrating finally getting moved in with when I get home tonight? A little Space City vodka and a little single barrel that I picked up at the Specs downtown. And I think the wife's going to be on the vodka, and I'm going to be on the single barrel tonight. They have so many great products, though. Those are just two of the great ones that they have. And all of them available at the distillery. So if you have not been out there, and the great thing is, it's right around the corner from Sam Houston Race Park. So you want to come out to the races tomorrow night. They start at 6. You can go hang out there from noon to 6. Or go take a tour. You get a chance to go see everything. You get to try everything that they make. And they've got so many fantastic products. And, man, if you're into gin, that sassafras gin they have is fantastic. The Texas Moonshine. All of that you can try at the lounge. And not only that, this is a cool place. This is as good a bar as you'll go into. And they've got foosball and pool and golden tea and all these things you can do. And if you want to buy a bottle and take it home, you can even do that. The tours every Saturday, great thing to do, great date thing, frankly. And if you're going to have a private event, like let's just say you want to have a Blitz appreciation party and thank us for entertaining you in traffic all the way home, well, have a private event at Whitmire's. We'll be there. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister or at whitmires.com. Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery, run by Blitzers. Run by veterans. You're going to love their products. That's Whitmire's.com.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. First race in just under an hour. And always love coming out here. Food Truck Friday tonight, and they've got lots of great food trucks, so come on out here. And
on Sunday, biggest day of racing they're going to have all year here. Five stakes races, including the Houston Ladies Classic. I've been through it. There are some great money-making opportunities. I will be here at 12 o'clock upstairs in the second floor area. So if you want to swing by and say hello, please do. I will be posting detailed picks on the entire card that go way beyond what's on the tip sheet, because I've got a pick four play for the people that hopefully we'll all win, we'll all be happy, and then we'll all drink beer.
There you go.
So, man, it's such a great card. You've got some grade one winners in here. And there's also a big race at Gulfstream tomorrow, the Pegasus Cup, which I'll probably, when I do my Sam Houston picks on the site tomorrow, I'll probably have some thoughts on that as well, 'cause a lot of people ask it for that. But, yeah, ready to get our horse on, man. You know what? I got some giveaways I got to do, too. Jeez, we've had too much fun on the show today. I haven't even gotten any of the stuff I'm supposed to give away. So I'm going to take care of the people right now. How about a Raising Cane's $25 gift card? Raising Cane's fingers are only fresh, never frozen, marinated 24 hours, cooked to order. Raising Cane's tailgates are perfect for any event. There are now 24 Cane's in Houston's metro area. 24. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the nearest location. Raising Cane's, one love, caller 20. I know you like that Raising Cane's.
I do love it. It's health food, I think.
It is?
I don't know.
Well, any food is healthy.
But it's delicious.
Except for stuff that's not. So you got that at least. I want to throw one thing out there real quick, because I never watch tennis and I really don't care about tennis. But I think it's kind of cool that Venus and Serena both made the finals of the Australian Open, and I might actually get up to watch that.
Did they both make the finals?
Yes, they're in the finals.
Okay.
So...
You're going to get up in the middle of the night to watch it?
I'll probably be up in the middle of the night anyway. Well, no, I won't, because the one thing I've noticed, well, of course, part of it is I've physically run myself into the ground the last 2 days, but, boy, I slept like a champ at the new place last night. It's so quiet.
Yeah.
I'm so used to sirens and bums screaming in the middle of the night.
From way up where you were?
Oh, yeah. Well, the problem is you could...
You have loud bums in your area.
Well, because of the way the buildings are down there, everything reverberates.
Okay.
So you could hear a guy down the street screaming, and it's bouncing off the buildings. Or a woman. There's a lot of women down there that do that, too. But sirens and then the damn church bells, because I was right across the street from a church.
Oh.
And...
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Every freaking day. It's like, time for... Do you even need church bells anymore? Don't people... We have a thing called the internet.
Yeah, they know what time church starts.
Yeah, you don't have to... Okay, we're having a mass at 9 o'clock. Well, okay, great. I saw that on Jesus.com. I really don't need you to ring the bells all over the place. So it was nice, man. It's... But I'm still right in the middle of everything. So I'm very excited about this. This is a good move for me, I think. I'm adulting now.
Good for you.
I don't know how long I should be adulting. Mott says, going back to the Baylor topic, it'd be interesting to cross-compare student administration over the last year, like who's there and who's not.
Most everyone's gone, I believe. But this is why I didn't like that Texas was hiring just anyone even involved in that. I mean, I would imagine that anybody who's worked at Baylor in the football program in the last, I don't know, five or six years – would just be unhirable right now.
Well, especially if you're Texas. I have not heard what Coach Herman's had to say about that.
And the worst part is Coach Herman hasn't put that dude out in front of the media yet. They've hidden him, and it's making it worse.
It's a bad look. And you know I like Coach Herman, but I got to say, this was a bad move. And it's not that big of a position.
Yeah,
it's a position where you could go and get pretty much anybody, and they'll pay them well to go to the University of Texas. Why even get someone that's got a hint of that stink on him? And Kendall Browse too.
Yep.
Well, of course, that's Lane Kiffin. Who cares? Lane's going to do what he does. But why are these guys getting hired? They really, at least until all this stuff sorts itself out, and guys are actually exonerated from knowing anything. If I'm a school, I'm not hiring them.
No,
you're asking
no thanks.
For so much trouble. Because what happens if it comes out that Kendall Briles is one of the guys that?
Well, I mean, Kendall Briles is named specifically in this thing about you like
true.
White women. We got plenty of them here. I mean, even that's not a good look.
Yeah. 713-780 ESPN. Hey, how's your college basketball betting going?
It's been pretty good. There's not much tonight because it's one of those. like eight games, and it's mostly Ivy League on the card nights. But yeah, it's been solid the last few days.
You had some pretty damn good games involving top teams earlier in the week. I was off, so we didn't get to talk about them. But a couple of them lost. A couple of them went down to the wire. I guess it's that time of year where, you know, you get into that stretch where teams are kind of wearing down a little bit and then looking ahead, and you get some tough road games. But I don't know if you saw it. Not this is a good team, but you see what happened to Louisiana Tech last night?
No, I did not.
There was a brawl in the game.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
And a bunch of players got tossed. So the last 6 minutes, they had to, Louisiana Tech had to play 4-on-5. UAB had 6 players left. They had 4 players left.
How'd that work out for them?
UAB went on to win 79-70.
It's weird how that works.
Yeah, when you're playing 4-on-5.
Weird how that works. How pissed would you – I know I would be livid if I bet that game.
Yeah.
Livid.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the dangers of betting, right?
I guess you can
run into those things sometimes. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Kansas-Kentucky tomorrow. One of the I'd say the biggest game on the card tomorrow. It's a primetime game. It'll be fun. There's a lot of interconference play tomorrow, like non-conference games, which is kind of rare this time of year, but there's a lot of them going on. And I think it's the Big 12 SEC thing that they do.
Yeah.
But I hate to, because we're the Aggie station, I hate to say this, but one of my biggest bets in a while is going to be on West Virginia tomorrow against Texas A&M.
What's the number?
Not up yet. Okay. My guess is it's going to end up coming out at 17, and it probably should be 20. So if it's 17, 18, I'm hammering.
So anything under 20, you're okay with?
Anything over 20, I'm okay. Obviously my confidence will go down every number it goes towards 20. But if it opens at 17, which I think it will, that's what I'm going to.
I actually played Aggie the other night against Mississippi State, and they came through. That's one of the better games they played in a while.
Aggies let me down quite a few times this year. Quite a few. They're just not very well coached. And, man, West Virginia is it's almost impossible for teams to go on the road and win there. I mean, it would shock me. I think they've lost one game at home this year. They just beat Kansas at home. I mean,
it's a good basketball team, man. I've been kind of following them pretty closely since you put me on that game about 3 weeks ago where they beat Baylor. You put me on them for the Baylor game, so I've been kind of following them closely, and I like that team, man. That's what I might have making a pretty good run in the tournament.
Well, they can't play at home in the tournament.
No,
that's the downside, and that's a big strength for them.
So much of it depends on, you know, who they match up with.
Yeah,
and
I mean that press defense, and if they can, you know, if they get the right matchups,
they seem like they can score better than past West Virginia teams, and that's kind of the difference. Okay, well, we'll do that, and then I've got something for you that might shock you when we come.
You know,
back.
We also have it's only like I think like 5 minutes, but how long is my interview with Valentina Shevchenko?
Oh yeah, let's come back with that, John. Can we do that? All right.
Yeah, she's fighting in the main event tomorrow night, the UFC on Fox event. So we'll talk to her. The big game this next weekend, but from the 28th to the 5th, you can come in with your buddies to Boyert Shooting Center and check out all they've got to offer there. Check out the Texan Machine Gun Experience, which this is pretty badass, guys. If you want to go in and get to shoot some big boy guns, now's a great time to go try it out. They're at 9099 Westheimer, and they've got a ton of big boy guns. You're just talking a couple minutes from the Galleria. You can be shooting belt-fed machine guns, Tommy guns, Thompsons, AK-47s, MP5s. They're breaking it all out for the big game weekend, the big game week, and you can be a part of it. The packages start at just $37.50 per person. Go in there, check it out. It's an awesome experience. If you've always wanted to shoot those guns, it's a great time to do it. It's a great price for it to get in there and use them right now. They've got a fantastic facility. It is an amazing indoor range. They've got a ton of guns. It's a gun store as well. If you're looking to purchase any, you can do that too. But I really recommend going next week and checking them out. They'll be that's going on from the 28th to the 5th, the Texan Machine Gun Experience, Boyert Shooting Center, just minutes from the Galleria on Westheimer. Boyert Shooting Center.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
Joining us now on the program is the headliner of this weekend's UFC on Fox show. Valentina the Bullet Shevchenko joins us. How's it going, Valentina?
Everything great, feeling great, very concentrated and motivated for the fight this Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of the fans here in Houston know you because you fought both MMA and kickboxing here for Legacy. I mean, and this was right before you made it to the UFC. Going back to that time right before the UFC, did you know when you were fighting for Legacy that you were close to getting a call?
Yes, my U.S. career starts with Legacy fight, and I'm very happy that I fought there with Mick Maynard, as it gave me very good push to be where I am now. And, of course, where I start to fight there, and I knew that someday, more likely, I will receive the call, so I was prepared. But I never stopped, like, training and to lose, like, my present.
When you heard this fight was announced, they said it was a title eliminator. It basically means you're one fight away from a title fight. Were you surprised how quickly you've made it up the ranks in the UFC?
I'm 17-time World Muay Thai champion, right, and I'm ready for everything. And my main goal to fight for the title, to win the title. And, of course, I'm very glad that I'm here, one step away from the title shot. So I really, really prepared for this fight. And I will do everything to take the victory and never stop before my goal to be there on that place for title shot.
You know, you actually fought the champion before, Amanda Nunes. That was your first loss in the UFC, a decision loss where you came on very strong at the end of that fight but started slow. Did you learn something from that fight about coming out of the gates faster and starting your work sooner in the fights?
For sure. For that time, I've been like fighting and training at the same time in Muay Thai and MMA. But more time I was spending fighting in Muay Thai. And Muay Thai style of the fight is a little bit different than MMA. It's exactly how you say Muay Thai. They are starting a little bit slow and then go forward more stronger and stronger. And MMA backwards, like they start very fast and then go stronger and stronger. So it's been like, of course, we work on it and on our strategy of the fight, on everything. And I'm very glad when I signed a contract with the UFC, I have more time to spend in exactly on the training, exactly for MMA style, exactly to think about MMA fights with their specific tactic. And, of course, I have, like, been past a lot of time and I've changed everything, so I can say exactly it's totally different right now with me.
When you fought Holly, there was a lot of talk about, you know, two of the best female strikers, her being a boxer and you being a Muay Thai kickboxing specialist. A lot of people said this was the greatest matchup of strikers in female UFC history. Were you surprised at how dominating you were in that fight? Because I mean, she didn't even seem like she was in the fight most of it.
I'm never surprised because I'm preparing for this. I'm training for it. I'm training for the victory. I never go to the fight and think it maybe yes or maybe no. No, it's not like me. I go there for the victory, and I will do everything to take the victory. For that fight, me and my coach, Pavel Fedotov, he was preparing for everything. For example, for striking, or maybe if Holly will change some her strategy for the fight. So I was prepared for everything. Of course, my my mind was set on only on the victory, to do everything possible and impossible to take this. And we done this job, and it was satisfied, and I was very glad to take the victory against Holly Holm.
Your opponent on Saturday, Juliana Pena, a grappling background. Have you found that that's the kind of fights that make things more difficult for you, coming from the background that you come from?
Not at all, because I'm all my life I was started martial arts since 5 years old, and I more than 20 years in martial arts. And I was fighting in MMA already in 2002, 2003, 2005. So every time I had training, the same in Muay Thai and MMA too. But on that moment, after 2000, maybe six, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to fight in MMA because it was not so popular like it is now, female MMA. And I've been able to fight more in Muay Thai, K1. That's why we are more was focused on standing fights. But now it's totally backwards, and the female MMA is very popular around the world, and we can see very strong fighters, female fighters. And that's why I'm ready for everything, and I don't see any complication in my fight.
Valentina Shevchenko will face Juliana Pena in the headliner of the UFC on Fox card. That's this Saturday, obviously, on Fox. Cowboy Cerrone, Jorge Masvidal is the co-main event. Going to be a great card, and it's free on Fox. And these two ladies will be fighting for a shot at the title. Best of luck, Valentina, and hopefully next time we talk to you, you're about to fight for a championship.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. That's Valentina Shevchenko.
I love that accent. I also love Whitmire's. And if you haven't tried it yet, you need to. You can get it a lot of places. Specs Downtown has the Space City Vodka. It also has a single barrel. They've got so many great products that you've heard me talk about. The best thing to do, though, head out to their newly remodeled craft cocktail bar and lounge. This place is fantastic. You will absolutely love it. And they've got pool tables. They've got foosball. They've got golden tea. Everything you could possibly want to do. They're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturdays from noon to 6. You can enjoy the full range of their products and see firsthand just what they're doing. Visit Whitmire's.com for info on their tours as well as private events. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister, or at Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. One more segment to go. Boy, they did the national anthem a little late here.
Kinda yeah.
Caught me
but
right in the middle.
But singing
of
lady was still game.
I know, and see, that's the thing. I kind of wanted a little warning so we could Facebook Live her for the people.
In one of these days.
I think that has to happen, right?
What we have to do is it like, you know, 6:40, send someone over there and start the Facebook Live and just get ready for it.
Ray Ray is in the house finally, so it's all good.
Three OGs over there.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
I love seeing the OG crew.
I said we just need Deanna and Donna and Mo.
Mo's a quitter. He moved away.
Yeah. I guess the ones who are still around.
Yeah.
Because We've already said heartthrob doesn't count because he went to Oklahoma. You
know, yeah.
That's not exactly the best thing.
Can't move to that place and expect to stay part of the team.
No, but he still listens. I know that. He uses the app and sends me a lot of stuff. So a couple things I just wanted to mention before we get to stupid stuff. Your boy Tiger missed the cut.
Yeah, poor Tiger.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, what do you think? It's like, I think the same thing I thought a year ago. He's done.
Yeah.
He ain't ever winning anything again.
Now, he'll probably win some tournament that he puts on at a course of his choosing, but he's not winning anything
again. With like eight people in it.
Yeah, he's not winning a big boy tournament again.
No.
It's kind of sad.
It is.
I mean, I thought we were going to get greatness out of him for longer, so I maybe didn't cherish it the way that I should have.
Yeah, I just never thought he was going to slow down. Then, you know, he starts.
It happens to the best of them.
You get caught with a bunch of Denny's waitresses and get hit over the head by your wife. It changes your life, man. Not that I know anything about that. But, I wanted to mention real quick that if you're coming out here tonight for the races or if you're playing from home, first part of the card I'm not crazy about. Once we get to the fifth race, I like some prices the rest of the card. So a chance to make some money. The horse I picked in the fifth is a 20-to-1 shot morning line.
Oh, boy.
And it's our guy, Deshaun Parker, who is the best rider out here, and Eric Reed, who's the trainer from Kentucky who always wins, first-time turfer. And he may not win, but I don't have to be right very often when I'm picking 20-to-1 shots. And,
no.
And same thing, 6th, 7th, and 8th. I got horses that are 4 to 5 to 1 that I like quite a bit. And all available. If you're here at the track or coming to the track, there's the free tip sheet. If not, go to HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. And I'm going to have to leave right after the show because I'm still moving. But I will be back out here Sunday at noon for Houston Ladies Classic Day. They're going to use that to kick off Super Bowl week. Fantastic card, so come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Pierre Paul's looking for a deal similar to Olivier Vernon's deal, which was 5 years, $85 million. Can Jason Pierre Paul count to eight on his fingers? How high does he get before we should say,
we'll give you
$10 million for every full finger you can show us? I think you'd get about 6.5. My Computer Career, this is the place to go. The IT school where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months, even with no experience. Did you just turn my mic off?
No, I did. Sorry, wrong mic.
Come on, guys.
How the hell could I turn your mic off?
Well, you pushed a button and my mic turned off. I was like, what the hell?
I'm a wizard.
Me and Barry pressed it simultaneously, except I pushed yours instead of Barry.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I got it.
Because I'm a professional, AJ.
Why are you still here?
What are you guys talking smack about me now?
No one's talking
first
smack about you.
First you say I'm fat.
It's all
even though you weigh 50-some-odd pounds more than me.
When you're at your optimal weight, how much do you weigh?
165, 170.
Okay, if I'm at an optimal weight.
Because I'm also 43. So.
If I'm at an optimal weight, it's like 205. You've seen me at 185.
You looked a lot better. I'd have hit it.
No,
at 185?
No.
I totally would have done it.
You would never hit it.
I would have done it.
You would never hit it.
In a heartbeat. That's why I bought you all that alcohol that weekend.
You would never hit it.
Actually, you just saying because you wouldn't let me.
I would never let you hit it. Because I work out and you don't, you'd never be strong enough to take it.
All right, so the fashion show's tonight on 1560 AM.
I've never heard a fashion show on radio. I think fashion shows in general are stupid. To do it on radio seems like way more trouble than it's worth, and you're almost surely going to say something insensitive. Like, there's not a real win situation here for you. And you're working with a woman?
Yeah.
Ugh. I would have immediately passed on this opportunity.
Have you ever flown Allegiant Airlines?
No.
42 of their 86 planes broke down in mid-flight at least once
in
2015.
We've got a missing left wing, but no need to worry, guys. The right side still winged. We should be good to land pretty hard.
That's your pilot speaking. I'm actually no longer on the plane. You guys are kind of screwed.
I get the athletic cut on clothes. Like an athlete. That's how I roll.
Oh, Lord.
Lord. People look at me like, man, you really work out, don't you? I'm like, you know it.
Did you see Jerome in a compression shirt? Jerome's the only dude that would be like, have yoga pants on that were baggy.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, man. Good stuff from Barry Laminack there. And AJ.
Good times as always.
Yeah, that was fun. Appreciate everybody who filled in for me this week while I got stuff taken care of at the new place. I hate taking days off, but yeah, the good thing is this is kind of a dead week. I know it's a week before Super Bowl, but there's just not that much happening.
There's way worse weeks you could have missed days.
And we're going to be going at it really hard starting on Monday. Actually, for me, Sunday, because I'll be out here. And Monday, I want to let you know I'm going to be at TSU for that Pro Football Hall of Fame exhibit. I'll be there noon to 2. And it's Gridiron Glory. It's the best of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They've got great moments in football history, hundreds of iconic artifacts, and much more. Looking forward to checking that out. But I'll be there noon at noon to 2 on Monday at TSU.
I will be Monday at 10 a.m. I will be at the Sprint store at 3902 Kohler Street, and I'll be out there with Jonathan Joseph, and he'll be taking pictures and signing autographs and the like. So 3902 Kohler, the Sprint store down there, if you want to meet J-Jo, he'll be down there at 10 o'clock.
And if you miss out on that, I will be with J-Jo, I believe, on Wednesday at Pearland Parkway at the Sprint store there. And then also with A.J. Bouye on the 2nd. So, yeah, Wednesday and Thursday I will be doing it. So Jonathan Joseph on Wednesday, A.J. Bouye on Thursday. Who's your other guy?
Mario Ellie on Saturday.
Okay, cool. Oh, you got a Saturday one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday night, I get to hang out with Quentin at Capitol Bar downtown.
you won on that one.
Yeah. That'll be fun. That's going to be a great party, too. So we're going to be all over the place. And I will try to get a list together of where AJ and I are going to be and put it on sports and stuff sometime next week. So if you want to come out and meet any of those guys or meet AJ or meet me or meet the promo girls, which everybody seems to be more interested in, then cool. So we did get the A-team tonight. So there's that, which now offends everybody else, but I don't really
we
care.
We did or didn't?
We did.
Oh, okay.
We did. Yeah, Monica's the A-team, mainly because she's been around the longest.
Yeah.
And not moved on to other stuff because they either promote them into other things or they just leave.
Yeah.
The ones we like always leave. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. That's because they're too good for this job.
Probably so, yeah. I'm trying to find the name of that horse I wanted people wanted to get. I just go to sports and stuff. This is the time of day where there's so many people in here on the internet that it gets really, really slow. So you don't have much chance to get anything out of it. All right, so you got any big plans this weekend other than, we're about to be doing Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to the Buffalo Bayou anniversary party on Saturday.
That'll be fun.
So getting super wasted. My brother came into town. His birthday was this week, so he came in to do some celebrating. So I'll be doing a lot of drinking.
I'm still moving crap the next 2 days, so.
Sucks for you, man.
Yeah, but I will be out here Sunday and looking forward to that. That's going to be a great card. And then we're going to be diving in. We'll be at Radio Row all week next week, which is a new thing for us because usually we're flying in on Wednesday to wherever it is. So,
yeah.
I have no idea what's going to be there Monday and Tuesday. I'm guessing not much. So hopefully the shows will be kind of normal. But you never know. We might get somebody special. We'll see. All right. That is going to wrap it up. Want to thank everybody who's came out to the track to see us. All the original Blitzers, man, Impact, and Stalker Brian and Ray Ray over there. I want to thank AJ for doing a great job. Tyler for keeping us on air out here. Jong Lee, great job back in studio. Actually, we're not going to see Jong for a while.
Yeah.
And
he'll be out at Radio Row sometimes.
Good. All right. It's going to wrap it up. Till Monday, stay sporty, man. ESPN 97.5.